Secretary, please close the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Pettyjohn.
Maybe I'm wrong. No, I guess there are 18 here.
Senator Pettyjohn is excused from the call of the Senate today, and Senator Moss is still ill in the hospital.
We stand for the invocation.
Lord our God, look with love on the people of this state and keep them safe in your care. Guide the members of this Senate and help them to work together for the good of all. Bless their plans and deliberations and bring them to success. Blessed are you, Lord our God, who live and reign forever. Amen.
Secretary, certify as correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 15th legislative day.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask that the Journal for the 15th legislative day be approved as certified.
No objection, so order. Are the guests for introduction this morning? Senator Sackett.
I'd like to introduce two people from the Interior. First of all, the Chairman of the Board and Mayor of Ruby, the Chairman of the Board of the Yukon-Koyukuk School District, Donald Honey, and the Superintendent of Schools for the Yukon-Koyukuk School District, Joe Cooper.
We welcome you here this morning. Are there messages from the Governor?
There are no messages from the Governor today, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the other House?
There are no messages from the other House.
Are there communications?
Communication of January 28, signed by Richard A. Lyon, Commissioner, Department of Commerce and Economic Development. Dear Senator Curtula, as required by AS 3705035, the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Division of Loans and Veterans Affairs, submits for your review the enclosed report on loans during fiscal year 1982.
We'll sign that to Commerce and Labor Committee for their perusal.
Message of January 30, from Robert D. Heath, Commissioner of Revenue. Dear Mr. President, pursuant to the provisions of Alaska Statute 3705035, the Commissioner of Revenue is required to submit a report to legislators setting out the aggregate of all loans by type made or purchased by this department during the preceding fiscal year. Enclosed are loans purchased from Alaska Rural Rehabilitation Corporation, Public Employees and Teachers Retirement Systems Mortgages Purchases, and the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation.
Finance Committee may wish to look into finance.
January 31, dear Mr. President, signed by Richard A. Neve, Commissioner, Department of Environmental Conservation. Enclosed are reports in conformance with AS 1651-100. An inspection program to ensure seafood products and facilities comply with the provisions of the mandatory plans of operation and with the basic inspection requirements of the voluntary premium quality seal program, and a proposal for development of a voluntary premium quality seal program for Alaska Seafoods.
Resources Committee may wish to have that report. Commerce may also.
These are in file in the Secretary's office. Those are the only communications today.
Are the reports of standing committees this morning?
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 13, Crime of Arson in the First Degree, and a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a letter of intent and do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, and Eliason. Senate Bill number 13 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 40, Special Appropriations and Appropriation Transfers to Carry Out a Settlement Agreement between the State and the University of Alaska, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Stojalewski, Vic Fisher, and Eliason. Senator Mulcahy and Senator Paul Fisher signed no recommendation. Senate Bill number 40 has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. January 27, 1983, Dear Mr. President, the Senate State Affairs Committee considered Executive Order Number 53, creating the Office of Management and Budget, at a joint hearing with the House State Affairs Committee. We find Executive Order Number 53 to be satisfactory and recommend it be allowed to become law in accordance with AS 243130B. Respectfully, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, Senator Ray, Senator Kelly, Senator Sturgiluski, and Senator Rohde. EO 53 has a further referral to the HES Committee.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that the referral to the HES Committee be waived.
Objection. It is waived. Does Finance have an assignment to that?
Yes, it has a further referral to Finance.
I'd ask that it go to Finance for the recommendation also.
Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there reports of special committees this morning?
There are no special committee reports.
There are resolutions for introduction.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council for the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, extending the life of the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act.
State Affairs Committee, Finance may wish to look at it. State Affairs, Finance Committee, request it, please, sir.
That is the only resolution today.
Their bills are first reading and reference.
Senate Bill Number 100 by Senator Paul Fisher, an act relating to peremptory disqualification of a judge and changing Rule 10C and Rule 25D, Rules of Criminal Procedure, and Rule 42C, Rules of Civil Procedure, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 101 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, with a zero fiscal note, an act relating to the issuance of citations for fish and game violations.
Resources Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 102 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to homesteads and providing for an effective date, with a zero fiscal note.
Resources and Finance.
Those are the new bills today, Mr. President.
Citation calendar this morning?
We do.
Secretary, read the citations by title.
Citation honoring the Nunavut Bears Region 1 basketball champions by Senator Ferguson and Representative Adams. A citation honoring Laura Stenberg by Representative Larson. A citation honoring Nelson Walker and Rick Smart by Senator Ferguson and Representative Adams. A citation in memoriam Truman Emberg by Representatives Herman, McBride, Davis, Vaska, and Zaroff, and Senators Vic Fisher and Mulcahy.
I would move that I be shown as a co-sponsor or a sponsor of the Truman Emberg resolution. I've known him for well over 40 years. Senator Rohde.
I would also move it at the unanimous consent that I be shown as a sponsor of the Truman Emberg memorial.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move that the citations be adopted as read.
No objection. Citation calendar has been adopted. Are there items under unfinished business this morning? You have the floor, Senator Joseph.
Senate Bill 41 relates to the transfer of University of Alaska lands from the Department of Natural Resources to the university and has a referral to the HES Committee. The matter will come before the Finance Committee and has been heard by the Resources Committee of the Senate, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that the referral to HES be waived.
Without objection, so ordered. They may have a judicial consideration later. Are there any announcement of committee meetings? You have the floor, Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President. Affairs will meet this afternoon in the Butrovich room at 3 o'clock, in the Butrovich room rather than the fifth floor. And we'll be taking up Senate Bill 8, prohibiting political advertising on state leased premises, 27, toll-free telephone calls to state offices, SB 54, authorizing pro and con statements in a constitutional convention in the election pamphlet, and SGR 6, relating to use of military equipment for fighting fires in Alaska. Thank you.
You have floor, Senator Tarrantan.
Mr. President, Transportation Committee will meet Thursday at 1:30 in the Butrovich room.
Senator Sackett.
Finance will meet
tomorrow at 8:30 for an overview of the operating budget, and that'll be provided by Office of Management and Budget, whatever it's called.
Senator Lyons,
Mr. Chairman. President, Labor and Commerce Committee will meet in Belt's room at 211 Capitol Building today at 1:30. Commissioner Dick Lyons will present an overview of the department.
Senator Ray.
That the Judiciary Committee will consider Senate Bill 95 requiring that certain legislative officers file statements of financial interest on February 4th. I should again tell the body that when the Judiciary Committee announces the first reading of these bills, that is for no particular action except to assign them to a subcommittee so that the 5 days will be taken care of. This is to further expedite the business of the Senate in spite of the 5 days.
Yes, sir. Further announcement of committee meetings. There are items under special orders. Mr. Floor Leader.
No other business come before the Senate. I move and ask unanimous consent that we adjourn until 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 7th.
We're adjourned.